You've got a balance you can't cover. Maybe a year you never filed at all. And somewhere around midnight, the question stopped being, how do I pay this? And became, can I go to prison for this? That's the fear we're dealing with today. B. Start with the numbers.
Okay, so, IRS Criminal Investigation, CI, opens somewhere around 2,500 to 3,000 new investigations a year, against more than 160 million individual returns filed.
2,500 to 3,000, against 160 million.
Right, that's fewer than one case per 50,000 returns.
And why so few? Is it just that people mostly behave?
Partly capacity. CI is the only federal unit that can investigate criminal violations of the tax code, and it does it with roughly 2,000 special agents nationwide. 2,000. For the whole country. So they're brutally selective. The biggest, most deliberate schemes. And a real chunk of that caseload isn't even ordinary tax evasion. It's money laundering, narcotics money, cybercrime.
So where does a guy who owes a few thousand on 1099 income sit in that funnel?
He isn't really in the funnel. The dividing line is one word. Willfulness. The government has to prove, beyond a reasonable doubt, that you knew your legal duty and deliberately violated it.
Say that more simply for me.
They need affirmative acts of concealment. Fake invoices, hidden accounts, cash skimmed and never deposited, income routed through other people's names. A prosecutor can't build intent out of a missed quarterly payment or messy bookkeeping.
Okay, but here is the number that scares people. The conviction rate. 90%.
Consistently around 90%, yeah. But that's a selection statistic, not a warning.
Unpack that.
A file has to pass a civil examiner, then a fraud referral, then CI's own evaluation, then Department of Justice review before anyone gets indicted. Every one of those gates throws out anything short of overwhelming evidence. Well under 2 in 3 investigations even get recommended for prosecution. So by the time a case is charged, it's already been filtered 4 times.
So the 90% is measuring what survived, not what was likely.
Exactly that.
What do they actually charge? Because I think people imagine there's a statute for owing money.
There isn't. 4 statutes cluster most of it. IRC 7201, tax evasion. That's the flagship, a felony, up to 5 years per count. IRC 7202, willfully failing to pay over payroll tax you withheld from workers, also up to 5 years. IRC 7203, willful failure to file. That one's a misdemeanor, up to 1 year per unfiled year. And IRC 7206-1, signing a return you know is materially false, up to 3 years.
And nothing in there is...
Nothing in there is had a balance and couldn't pay it. That's the whole point. Filing honestly, even if you can't send a dollar, removes almost all criminal exposure.
All right, so if the criminal clock basically isn't running, what is running?
The civil arithmetic. And that's the part that actually costs you. Failure to file runs at 5% a month, capped at 25% of the balance. Failure to pay is 0.5% a month, 10 to 1.
10 to 1. Wait, so not filing is 10 times more expensive than not paying?
Per month, yes, and interest compounds on top. The article walks a hypothetical. Contractor, never filed. Would owe $4,800. Don't file, and after 5 months, the failure to file penalty has added up to $1,200. File and just can't pay, that's about $24 a month instead.
That's the cheapest move available, and it costs nothing but the paperwork.
That's why we lead with it. And on that same hypothetical, under $10,000, a guaranteed installment agreement, paying about $6,300 total, balance plus penalties and interest, over 36 months lands in the neighborhood of $175 a month.
Say the name of that program again.
Guaranteed installment agreement. It's a statutory program, IRC 6159C. For individuals, income tax balance of $10,000 or less, excluding penalties and interest. And the IRS has to accept it when you meet the conditions.
And the conditions are the hard part, I assume.
They're strict, and I want to be straight about it. All returns filed, timely filed and paid for the prior 5 years, with no installment agreement during that period. Full pay within 3 years. If you've got several unfiled years behind you, that prior 5 years test is where people fall out. It's not a formality.
So what's there if you don't meet it?
Short-term plan if you can pay inside 180 days. Streamlined installment agreement for $50,000 or less, up to 72 months, set up online. Currently not collectible, where a Form 433F shows paying would keep you from basic living expenses. Collection pauses, but the debt and the interest keep sitting there. Offer in compromise is means tested. The IRS accepted roughly 1 in 5 offers in fiscal 2024. And first time abate, for penalties if you've got clean compliance the prior 3 years.
Let's talk about what happens if someone just doesn't open the mail.
Then the automated civil track runs, and it runs without a human deciding anything. CP-14 is the first bill, about 21 days to pay or arrange payment. CP-501, CP-503 are reminders while penalties compound. CP-504 is intent to levy your state refund, and a federal lien becomes live. Then LT-11, or Letter 1058, final notice of intent to levy. That starts a 30-day window to request a collection due process hearing on Form 12153.
LT-11, or Letter 1058, 30 days, Form 12153.
30 days. Don't sleep on that one. After it levies, bank accounts with a 21-day hold before funds actually leave, and continuous wage levies until it's resolved or released.
And the criminal side never touches that sequence.
Separate rails entirely. A criminal case usually starts with a fraud referral out of a civil audit. An examiner spots badges of fraud, 2 sets of books, destroyed records, hidden accounts, and suspends the exam. It doesn't start with a missed notice.
One more thing from the article. The staffing cut.
The IRS workforce shrank about 27% in 2025, which mostly means humans are harder to reach. The notice and levy systems never stopped. Fewer staff makes a problem slower to fix, not safer to ignore.
Okay, where does clarity actually fit, and where do we not?
If it's a fileable return and a balance you can handle inside 72 months, honestly, you can do this yourself with the IRS's online tools. Where experienced help changes the work is multiple unfiled years with substantial 1099 or cash income, an audit where the original returns hid something, or payroll tax withheld and never paid over. And if special agents have actually contacted you, or an auditor went quiet mid-exam, that's real criminal exposure. It sits outside what we handle, and you should stop talking and speak with your own counsel about it before you say anything else.
What about quietly amending the old return to fix the numbers?
If the original omissions were deliberate, that can backfire. The structured route is the IRS voluntary disclosure practice, not a do-it-yourself project.
So, next 24 hours, what do you want someone doing tonight?
2 numbers. Log into your IRS online account and write down how many years are unfiled and what balance the IRS shows assessed. Then pull wage and income transcripts for each missing year so you know what they already have before you file or negotiate. Then match your balance to a payment path.
And if you want someone to pull the records with you and lay out the options, that's a free confidential case review. 888-825-7779. We can't promise you a particular result. Eligibility turns on your specific facts. But the penalties accrue monthly either way, and nothing about this gets cheaper by waiting.